After years of lobbying by experts and advocacy groups, from today, people with eating disorders will be able to access more Medicare-subsidised sessions for treatment, including sessions with psychologists and dietitians. It's a move that's been welcomed by families and support groups, as a new study details the impact that eating disorders have on a person's quality of life. Rhett Burney reports.
Kim Coffey knows the heartache caused by eating disorders. Over the past decade, each of her three daughters have been diagnosed with anorexia nervosa, considered to be one of the most deadly of mental illnesses.
With our youngest daughter, there were some mornings I could barely bring myself to open her bedroom door because I just didn't know whether she'd survive the night, just because she was so unwell, but refusing to go into hospital.
Kim Coffey's eldest daughters are in recovery, but her 20-year-old is still being treated. The Sydney mother credits intense intervention for keeping her daughters alive, but says the emotional impact the illness takes on families of those battling an eating disorder is made even worse by the cost of treatment.
We could afford to pay, but we gave up other things. I've met other families where they had to make some really hard choices about what treatment they could or couldn't afford.
From today, a $110 million program will see Australians diagnosed with an eating disorder qualify for a Medicare rebate for up to 60 treatment sessions per year, 40 for psychological appointments and 20 to meet with dietitians. Kevin Barrow is the CEO of the Butterfly Foundation, which provides support to people with an eating disorder and their loved ones.
There's also a requirement post November 1 to develop a care plan in association with a GP or a psychiatrist, the treating clinician, as well as a dietitian. So really taking a holistic view of that patient's recovery.
And health economists like Professor Kathy Mihalopoulos from Deakin University agree. She's co-authored a paper released today that's found a direct link between eating disorders and a diminished quality of life. She argues longer, subsidised treatment is better for both patients and the nation's bottom line.
We have some really cost-effective treatments that can be delivered by better access, but unfortunately the rule of 10 sessions didn't quite fit those, the number of sessions that were really required.
And Kim Coffey says that'll help ease the pressure for many families struggling to support loved ones.
We were seeing a psychologist every week, a dietitian every week, seeing the GP every week. We were going to see a psychiatrist. All these appointments, the cost of those all add up. And when you consider that only 10 of them were covered, I mean, it didn't go very far at all.
Sydney woman Kim Coffey, ending that report by Rhett Burney.